So, Duncan, we now move into the second half of the game, and we get into the transcendental. Nadan, if I'm pronouncing that correct.
Yeah.
Maybe could you give a very brief an overview of what we're doing, of what this section is, before we go into the card, which is suffering proper.
Yeah. So the transcendental Nidanas are a bit of a minority pursuit. They're not pictured on that wheel.
Yeah.
The wheel of becoming that we talked about last time. They only appear in one of the suttas, a fairly minor sutta. But they're interesting and they're important. Yeah. And what we might say is that they traverse exactly the same ground as the traditional Nidanas, but they're doing it in the opposite direction. Okay. So with these transcendental Nidanas, what we're doing here is we're going from cause to effect.
Yes,
rather
the
than
other direction.
Effect to cause, as we were last time. Yeah, so what we'll be following in this chain is what where we are now might lead to.
Right, rather than the cause of.
Yeah. And with the traditional Nidanas, back with those, it was the case that there was a kind of inevitability connecting them. So if you're here, then you're going to go there.
Right, yes, yeah.
But with the transcendental Nidanas, that's not the case. If you're here, then there's a possibility of going there.
Right, yes. Yeah. So, if you work hard enough, do your work.
Yes. So it's all about cultivating certain things, heading in a certain direction.
Yeah.
And we should be traversing the trajectory from suffering up to wisdom. You know, that's where we'll be going. So that's our aim, to get from suffering to wisdom.
But does the crossover, because we finished on ignorance, right? I'm right on that. Mm-hmm. Or I might be ignorant. Is there a direct correlation between ignorance then and the first of the transcendental Nidanas, suffering? Or is it a complete, there is, yes, it's not just a complete delineation and a new start?
Yeah, because of course ignorance is what gives rise to suffering. You know, we tracked all the way from death to ignorance with the standard Nidanas. We arrived at ignorance, the fact that we make something out of nothing. And the effect of that is suffering.
Suffering,
yeah.
This is very Buddhist territory.
Yes, yeah, exclusively Buddhist. But hopefully we've sneaked in one or two Western magical touchstones.
So from a Nidana point of view, what exactly is suffering?
Yeah, so suffering is what arises from ignorance. Suffering is what comes from making something out of nothing. And, you know, maybe the place to start is the image that you've created there, Tommy.
We're in the night time, so we're in the darkness, of course, because it is suffering, and we kind of have that kind of feel that light versus darkness. There's a young boy or a young child in some sort of a cloth gown or something like that. I kind of like the idea of not having it situated in any kind of real time period. You know, you could put them anywhere. But obviously he's suffering. He's covering both, in a sense, he's covering both his eyes and his mouth, his nose and his ears. Like, that's the kind of, it's not fully, but it's kind of trying to approach that and turning away from this glowing door. And of course this would be to suggest that if you just looked in the right way, that you could see the way out, like, you know. But you're suffering, in a sense, is that you're not seeing things in the right way. That was kind of my approach to it.
Yeah, and I think that now is what this card, suffering, is about. It's looking in the wrong place.
Yeah. You know,
if he was turned around, he would see that there's an exit point. I mean, profoundly Buddhist stuff, isn't it?
Sure, yeah.
This is the Buddha's teaching, you know, that there is suffering, but there is an exit from suffering. But what we've got going on in this image is somebody who's so bound up in what they're feeling that they're not looking in the right place. And this says something about the nature of suffering, I think. I mean, suffering isn't just the fact that we experience pain. but it's the way that we react that, the way that we regard that.
Yeah.
There's a wanting to get away from it when we
to not accept it as what it is, to change it, I suppose. Is that
Yeah. And this is the essence of suffering. It's not that bad things happen, but it's the reaction we adopt towards them, such as wishing that bad things didn't happen.
Yeah.
What's the point of that? Bad things are always going to happen. You know, there literally is no point in wishing that they wouldn't. That's the essence of suffering.
Is it still the same kind of thing, Duncan, where you would have that kind of need for, if I get the next thing, that'll solve it. You know, just get the next book, the next self-help book, that'll sort me out. You know, that it's come this, like a magical item of wanting things, that kind of pushing away. Or is it more, rather than that movement, is it just as life comes to you that you wish life was different? Like, I know that there's a subtle kind of difference, or does it cover both things?
Yeah, well, I think what you've honed in on there is the ubiquity of suffering. So where there's pain, there's suffering, but also where there's pleasure and where there's desire, there's suffering. Because we always have this feeling that there's something that's going to fix everything for us. You know, say if there's the possibility of a new job, you know, we might imagine that this new job is going to fix all our problems. We're going to feel differently. We're going to have a different life. You know, can a job really do that? Well, sometimes it can to an extent, but...
But it's not going to solve sickness. It's not going to solve all the problems. It might solve a problem or a particular set of problems.
Yeah.
But it's not solving the idea of problems.
Yeah. And what it boils down to maybe is there's a desire. You know, desire drives us to find certain things. But how is something that comes from a desire somehow going to satisfy that desire? You know, when we think about it like that, it really doesn't make any sense. A job can't change your life, you know, turn it into something else entirely. It's just a job.
Yeah.
And, you know, so this is where suffering arises from. It's looking in the wrong direction for things, and it's looking at things in the wrong way.
Yeah, so looking to the wrong place for the answer, thinking the job is going to solve it, when in fact it's not. It's the approach to the actual problem is the issue.
Yeah.
Trying to solve it.
Yeah.
So there's no traditional images for any of these, I assume. At least I haven't seen it. No, yeah. So it's just the idea. So... what then from a divinatory? What's that word, Duncan? Divinatory? In a divination sense, what would this card be about?
So it can be about difficult situations, you know, as the name suggests. It can indicate difficult situations, but it would indicate meeting them head on. It would indicate looking at them squarely in that sense.
Rather than avoiding it.
Yeah. Discontent, dissatisfaction. But there's a certain honesty in this card, you know, when it's the right way up.
Would it be like if someone was asking a question about a problem and was saying, well, there's no getting around it. You have to get past this. You have to actually look at it. You know, it has to be something you have to, in a sense, maybe go through or...
Yeah.
I don't want to say solve because given what we've just said about the nature of suffering, that it's somewhat unsolvable, but it's to look at it actually face on and see it for what it is. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So when it's the wrong way up, we get more of a sense of avoidance, a sense of wishful thinking.
Right.
That kind of thing. The right way up, you know, there's a certain nobility to this kind.
Right. Yes. Yeah. Like a stoicism or something like that.
Certain bravery.
So you have a pointless martyrdom. So the victim martyr kind of mentality, that thing of like, look what I have to go through, look what you're making me go through, all of that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Or victim playing, or playing the victim.
Yeah.
In the negative sense. Like, I mean, obviously there's victims too, but like that kind of idea of playing the victim.
Yeah.
And escapism. So this is, again, is looking in the wrong place for the answer. That kind of looking at TV to avoid your problems.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If that boy in the card is going to see that exit point, you know, he's going to have to look around and
look around,
meet things head on. Yeah.
And this is the nature of the transcendental nidanas, is the cultivating factor. That is just the movement towards the doors there. So then, okay, so from suffering then, the thing to cultivate or to move towards is faith.
Faith. Mm.